Oh, 100%. Yes, she was all super sweet and everything. I got her a phone because she busted her phone. I got her a new phone, put her on my plan, and the intentions were I was going to get paid. She was going to have a job. Well, she's jobless. Oh, my son's working his butt off every day. She times him on how long it takes him to get home. When he used to call us, she had to be right there to supervise, to make sure, you know, she heard all the entire conversation. If she didn't like what she heard, she took his phone and hung up, you know, hung up on us and all this other stuff. So I said, enough is enough. And I said, since you're not paying me for the phone, I said, you ain't going to use it. So I shut it off. I still have to make monthly payments on it, but she'll never use that phone again. And I locked it. I locked the SIM on it so she can't transfer it to another company.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that bad, but it was definitely, I don't know, I felt like I could never be away from home. It was always, when are you coming home? Like, every time I go to the store, it's like, when are you coming home? When are you coming home? Or when I go to visit my parents? You've been gone too long. It's like, you could never, never be away too long. She always wanted me there. Like, if I'm working in the basement, when are you going to be done? It's like, I don't know when I'm done, you know, it just, yeah, that was always a big thing that I couldn't stand. I never really felt like I could go do what I wanted to do.